Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, we know how important preserving our Western heritage is here in Texas, and I hear people in Fort Worth are doing that.
Tony, if you haven't, and if anyone has not visited the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, you need to. Honestly, it's one of my favorite places to visit in the Fort Worth Stockyards National Historic District. It's located in one of the horse and mule barns within the stockyards. They opened their doors in 2001, and they've been giving folks a taste of Western heritage ever since. The Hall of Fame is all about honoring folks who have done well in the rodeo world, as well as celebrating the Western lifestyle we all know and love here in Texas.
The building it's housed in is pretty old.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's housed in an old horse and mule barn. The original structures were built in 1888, and they'd hold more than 3,000 horses and mules. However, the fire destroyed them back in 1911. The next year, they were rebuilt and were considered the first fireproof barns. When you visit the barns, check. You can see the bricks, the columns, the metal doors, the catwalks, cinder blocks that are all part of this original great architecture.
What else is there to see?
Well, there's something for everyone in the family, from young to old. A tremendous amount of Texas history is shared in the John Justin Trail of Fame. It celebrates the life of John Justin Jr. Of course, he's the founder of Justin Boots. And you won't want to miss the Chisholm Trail exhibit or the Zigrang Bit Collection either. Hall of Fame is a great preservation of our Western heritage. Plus, they have a wonderful hands-on, three-station exploratorium for the kids. Tony, there's just so much for everyone to do there.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.